Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Reading a story about how often we answer our phones just as a phone call. When someone calls me, I look at my phone like it's an alien. Like, who is calling me? I might answer 1 out of 10 calls, and not because I just don't want to talk to people, but because the other 8 of the 9 are those calls where they're like, we want to sell you insurance, or, you know, those robocalls.
Yeah.
I get more robocalls than I do calls from friends, but when someone calls my phone, it's weird. What's your story?
It's normally me, I guess, if I'm calling you. I answer. I still talk on the phone. Like, my dad still calls. My husband and I use the phone. But I do get a lot of calls that I just ignore because I have no idea who they are.
With more and more spam and robocalls and the rise of texting, people rarely pick up, like 20%, which is crazy. I talk on the phone almost never. The only time I talk now is I do voice memos. Mm-hmm. I just shoot them off like crazy. I hold the button down, talk. It's like having a phone conversation without having to listen. I can say what I want without having to listen.
It's your own combo.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Is your voicemail set up?
Nope. Can't leave a voicemail.
Yeah,
mine is full. Either. And I have a ringback tone still. If you do call me, that's like an orchestra. But it's from 15 years ago. I just have never changed it. I've also had the same phone number for 15 years or so. Never changed my number. It's still a 512 Austin number. Mm-hmm. But at this point, there's no such thing as long distance. So it almost doesn't matter. And I don't know anyone's phone number. Because who knows, who has to memorize anyone's phone? It's like, I don't know at times how to get to places I've been in town, even though I've been there 50 times, because I just push the GPS and follow the road every time.
Yep.
So unless you have to learn it, you just kind of do it and let GPS on your phone or in your car lead the way. So I just saw that story about talking on the phone, and that's completely me. I did see a big story about the Hot Pocket heiress, and I kind of chased it down. Apparently, she's also in on this paying
college.
And frauding into college.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Another perp in the college admission scandal has been sentenced. Her name is Michelle Janvis. She's the heir to the Hot Pockets fortune. She paid $100,000 to help her 2 daughters cheat on their SATs. She also paid another $200,000 to have one of the girls set up to look like a beach volleyball recruit so she could get into USC, which is what Aunt Becky did, but her daughter in rowing. So she will spend 5 months behind bars. I saw Harvey Weinstein, you know, the guy that he got busted for a lot of the Me Too sexual stuff. Mm-hmm. He has hired one of those prison consultants. He paid $100,000 to have someone teach him how to be okay in prison.
Live in prison?
Mm-hmm. He didn't have a chance anyway.
I wonder what they teach you, like how to protect yourself, how to stay
out of
trouble.
I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure it's who to be around, what not to be around, who even to team up with if you have to, how to treat the guards. I'm sure there's just a lot to that culture. So, but I didn't know the Hot Pocket girl until I saw her.
Yeah, I'm trying to. My husband is watching something, and this was a couple weeks ago, so now I know what it was. So I was trying to Google it, but it's like a series about the scandal and about the guy. And we just kind of had it on in the kitchen. We were doing stuff, and it's crazy what he would do. I mean, and
what
how
guy?
The guy that is behind all the scandals, the guy like the go-to,
the cheater, the one who would line up the cheating.
Right. So he originally started off like he would get in with these families, like he would help people with their SAT scores, and he would make these videos that would circulate around like a DVD of like, I can help you with your score. But then I guess he just started figuring out what he could do, and he started building these relationships with the coaches and other people on the inside. And it kind of just talks about how he even grew. And then he ratted on everybody. Like he got
for a lesser sentence.
They wired this one guy, they went to this one guy that was doing it. They wired him and they basically got the other guy to say all this stuff with the wire, and they went and arrested him. And he's like, okay, here's a list of every celebrity I helped. Like, boom.
They give him immunity?
I don't know that part. I mean, this is just, I picked this up like bits and pieces while it was playing, but that's how, I mean, that's who he said, well, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, I tell everybody Lizzie immediately. Huffman. They're like,
you would?
You go to jail for a day. Oh, here's everybody. Just keep me out of the pen.
But I mean, it was all his, sure. He was the one that orchestrated it all.
But sometimes in order to
lessen your sentence.
Well, no, in order to get the people, you have to go sometimes to bad people to get information on bad people. Because if you don't do that, nobody's ever caught. Like that was always the issue when they would go to mobsters to rat at other mobsters, because they're going, we have to go to bad people who've been caught lying before and don't have the best record, and we have to trust them. But if you don't go to bad people, then you're never going to catch anybody bad.
Was that part of the Irishman?
I think it's just generally part of the mob culture.
Mobsters, yeah.
when you have people
are
that...
Are there still mobs?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Well, so here's what it really is. The mob is a term that's used to mostly talk about crime families. More so than just the mob, the general mob. I think we say that because we aren't close to it. We see it in movies.
I know. That's
mostly it's just the mob. When people say that, they're talking about specific crime organizations or families. It would be like if we were in Mexico and we were just like the cartel.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different levels, a lot of different kinds of families doing it. There are different cartels. So you would just go, for us, we're far from it. We go the cartel. It's kind of an overarching definition of what all of that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, but it's not really one, the mob.
It's not like Al Capone and his people.
Right.
They were a specific family.
Yeah.
Know if they could operate like they used to, like given all the information and the ways, like how our FBI and all of that has grown and how they communicate and get things done. It seems like it'd be harder to be a mob, but I guess
but
not.
But now, you're seeing a lot of crime inside of people that should get rid of crime.
Mm.
I don't believe in the quote-unquote deep state, but I do believe there are factions that are working against and for different things. So, sure.
Interesting.
The whole Nazi thing, because I've been going deep into that.
Yeah.
With how a lot of Americans brought over these Nazi war criminals to America.
Yeah.
And they let them have their lives free after they had killed millions of people. Because it was mostly if we don't take care of them, Russia will get them and use them against us. Scientists, basically NASA, early NASA. A lot of science, a lot of technology back in 50s, 60s, 40s, you know, all of that time period. They had a decision to make, and it wasn't public because it seemed like you're taking a bunch of really awful people and bringing them here.
It's like you choose it's like they're both awful, but
which is
like,
the lesser of the awful.
So that in Narcos Mexico season 2, the like right now, the CIA, they got the big guy, they got him on a plane. And if you got him on a plane, that's how they caught somebody one time. They paid the pilot of the aircraft. They thought this big druggy dude was going to fly, I don't know, to Puerto Vallarta or something like that. And they get him on the plane, and the DEA in America paid the pilot to fly the plane to America. So then they landed on American soil and arrested him in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. And got so him. They were like, got ya. You got on this plane. You didn't check to see where it was going. So the same thing happened with this other big.
How are you supposed to check on a plane, though? Look at the water. Well, this water does not look like Puerto Vallarta.
Right?
Yeah, you almost land is land.
Yeah. So then they get this other head drug dude, like the main guy, on this plane. And he's like hesitant to get on because he knows that's how they do it. And they're like, this is just where he has to meet. It's no big deal. Well, he gets on the plane willingly, thinking, okay, this is going to be a meeting that goes well. And they're about to take off with him. And they're going to take him to America because they're like, you're an idiot. Why'd you get on the plane? And he's like, I've got info for you. I've got info. So the CIA is sitting right there about to fly this guy to America. And then he's like, I will get... So it gives him a briefcase. They open it up and it's a map of how he can help them get guns into Nicaragua or something, which the CIA is trying to do. So they end up not arresting him and they let him keep doing his druggy stuff in Mexico because he gave them valuable information that will make them look good. So then the CIA like basically stabbed the DEA in the back for their better good.
Yeah, we feel like everybody's just doing good and looking out for
it sucked.
It does.
Because there's Americans that were dying, and they were like, well, this is going to be good for us, so we're going to do it.
Well, I don't know my point with all that.
Me neither, but...
Hot Pockets rule.
Mobs.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Mobs.
It started with Hot Pocket Girl.
Yeah.
And then it got into the college admission scandal, then all the way back around. I'll say this, too. We finished the show yesterday, and I'll usually talk to Caitlin... early afternoon, then we'll talk in the evening on FaceTime. We usually have a quick conversation, and then we'll talk at night. And she said, hey, I listened to the first 10 minutes of the show yesterday. I'm trying to get her to listen to the show a little bit because I feel like there's just some stuff. I don't know if I say it here or there. And it's just easier if she listens now, so I don't have to say it twice. Or I have to be like, hey, did I say this to you or on the show? And so she said, hey, listen to the first 10 minutes of the show. She goes, I just want to say that we're not having alone time Friday because Eddie makes me feel like a bad person.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you guilted her.
Her? See, whenever we come on here and talk about you all, I'm really just talking to you. Because it just, to me, that's just, it's weird. Like,
she said, you're going to do the show Friday, and then that's your alone time.
This is how it is.
Dang.
And then from now on, there's no alone time on Friday, because she thinks, I don't want to speak for her, but I will. She's like, Eddie just makes me feel like a bad person.
No.
That we're together for, you know, we're not together for a bunch of days, and then we should just spend every second together.
Whatever works for you guys,
thank
right?
Thank you. That's
whatever
right.
works for
Amen.
You guys.
We'll just stop talking now.
Okay. That's all I got to say.
I'm a very alone-based person, though. It's mm-hmm. hard for me to just go alone, all together all the time.
Yes.
And I never want to get to a point where I'm annoyed with anyone. And I haven't been annoyed with her, but I think that's because we've been
having
always
that alone
time.
Always
very forward-thinking about his, like, yeah. before yeah. I get annoyed with you, I'm just going to stop hanging out with you for a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then I'll miss
but
you.
But that's healthy.
He's a chess player for sure.
Yes. That's such a good way to describe him.
Two steps ahead, yeah. three steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always thinking
about
if I do
this, scenario.
How is that going to play out if I do... Okay, mm-hmm. I won't do that.
I'm trying to be very intentional in this relationship,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also trying to make sure I don't walk into any unhealthy places. And that would be just, whatever the reason, making sure we don't get into, because you're going to, into ruts or unfortunate situations or being annoyed with yeah. each other. All that's going to happen. So why not minimize it early?
We're not saying it's bad.
Invest in happiness.
You're smart. Like, we're not saying it's bad, but you are very, I've never thought of you as that, but that's how I would describe you. A chess player.
What would you be?
I don't even know how to play chess.
But what would you, if I'm a chess player, then you would be what? Like go, operation?
Go fish.
Yeah. Operation? When it shocks you, you back up. Okay, that didn't work.
Right. Like,
that's kind of how I live my life.
It's like, yeah, what card did you get? Let's
try
go.
To get the funny bone. Oh, dang it. Okay,
dude, that funny bone sucked.
Yeah, that was the hardest one to get.
That was the hardest one. You know the one I, wait.
The apple?
Yeah, I liked the wishbone. It was wide open. And you could grab it on the outsides or the inside because it made a big, like, C. All right, we're going to get into Wednesday's show here. Appreciate you. And you're going to hear Adam the Kid, tattoo artist to the stars, come by, hung out with us for an hour. So interesting about tattoos, what parts of the body hurt, what parts of the body don't.
Yeah, he was cool.
He's cool. He also was like, oh, boy. When I asked him to do it, he was like, I've never been on the radio. And he doesn't talk a lot. But, you know, he came in today for an hour. I thought he was great. I thought the calls were great about this. So hang out for that. Let me say this. On tomorrow's show, Garth Brooks will be in. On Friday's Woo. Show, the Black Crowes will be in.
Wow. That's
you awesome. Won't get to hear the Black Crowes performance on the show Friday, but you will on our Instagram
yeah.
TV channel, which is the same thing as our Instagram channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Goodbye. Here is Wednesday's show. Bye, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well. Later on, my tattoo guy will be in to guest host. I don't know how good he's going to be on the radio. Actually, he's pretty quiet. I just want to know stuff.
He didn't say anything the whole time.
Yeah, I'm quiet guy, musician. You know, he's not trying to make any country music or anything, but I just thought as we bring in a lot of folks, that would be interesting. By the way, let me say this about yesterday. We had in, her name was Ansley. And she is a news person in Little Rock. And I told her boyfriend wasn't as cute as she was. That's a compliment to the dude, by the way. Because if someone, I know I'm not as pretty as my girlfriend, but if people are like, look at you, you're kind of ugly and she's hot, I'll be like, thank you. Like, look at all the work that I put. So
yeah, like you win.
Yeah, like I win. Like she lost.
Yeah.
My girlfriend lost. That's how I feel. I won the lottery. She lost the coin toss. So that's what I meant. People are like, I can't believe you would say that about him. No, that's a compliment to a dude.
Right.
So, yeah, Ansley Watson was in yesterday from KATV. So it was great to have her. We'll have in today, Adam the Kid. That's his name.
Is he all tatted up? I picture him all tatted up.
What if he had none? He goes, no, I don't like needles. Are you kidding? No. Let's see what's happening with everybody. What's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
So I have ants. And so I called the ant guy, bug guy, and I was like, hey, I have ants. What can we do about this? And so he comes and he says, okay, we're going to put these traps down. They're little green traps. And he says, okay, just leave one here on the counter, leave one on the ground, leave one over here in this corner. He says, but it's going to be like an infestation, it looks like. Because what you want them to do is come to the trap and then carry it all back out.
Oh, my.
I left my house this morning. It looks like Aunt Disney World. So much so that I was grossed out. There were just ants. And I guess that's the move. I don't know if I'm dirty. I don't know why I have ants.
You're not. No, I just had an ant problem.
I feel like I'm dirty.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, if it's cold outside, they like to come inside.
They find a way.
I left today, and it was Antpalooza. Oh, it was like that movie Ant's Life or A Bug's Life. Or
yeah, ants.
Everywhere. So hopefully when I go home, they'll have started to carry it away because I do feel gross. Takes me back to when I had head lice and they made me kick me out of school. Mm. Yeah, I know. And my dog thinks it's hilarious. He sees those ants and just like, I'm eating them. And then do I stop them? They're ants.
Let them go.
So that's what I'm dealing with right now. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Amy.
So this guy, Dan, that works for Ford, heard us talking on the show the other day about our first cars. And I mentioned that I would love to find my first car. And if I could find it, maybe I would try to buy it. And it's a Ford Bronco, red and tan, Eddie Bauer. What year? 1985. And I was so bummed. It's not even like we sold it for that much. So I just wish we would have held on to it. Because, I mean, it's just like something I would totally want now. And he emailed me and he said that he can help me try to track it down. So now I'm all bugging my dad, who has bigger problems, to try to figure out how we can remember the VIN number and if there's any paperwork anywhere, because he's the one that bought the car for me when I turned 16. And I'm like, surely you have something somewhere.
What does he say about it?
He's like, I'll just have to think about it. But I also asked him the other day how he met his first wife, and he couldn't remember. So I'm like, great. You know? And that's like,
now something. Amy's roasting him for age and illness. She goes from asking him for the VIN number to just roasting right now.
So, I mean, I don't know, but I'm hopeful, like, getting this, because the only problem is now I bet it'd be worth way more.
And to be fair, Emma, stick up for her dad. He's been married 4 times. Okay.
Yeah.
How you supposed to remember all that?
Hard to keep track.
I like barely remember all you guys' names.
All right. Well, all right. So
are you
going
to hit him up?
Yeah.
You going to try?
Daniel, Ford Communications, I'm hitting you up.
All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie.
I was listening to a podcast last night, and Ashton Kutcher was the guest, and I thought it was interesting. He started talking about something, not a New Year's resolution, but what he does is a 10-year resolution. He thinks it's more realistic if you just plan things 10 years out. And he wants to help fix the foster care system. I'm a foster parent, so I was all ears. I don't entirely agree with what he was saying, but the fact that, like, Kelso, Ashton Kutcher, was talking about something so smart and he wanted to make a difference was pretty intriguing.
I'm going to listen to it.
I think he's a pretty bright guy, too. Like, he's invested a bunch into a lot of tech stuff.
Yeah.
What's the podcast?
It's the Dax Shepard one. I think it's called Armchair Expert.
I love it.
Do you listen to that one?
I do sometimes. Yeah. Dwight from The Office.
We call them by their names. We're so elementary.
Stop.
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson. I knew his name. No, Rainn was on there a couple of weeks ago, and I listened to that one, and he has this whole nonprofit in Haiti. And I was like, what is happening? So since then, I've been researching that, and it's made me read this one book about Haiti that I'm interested in. I'm like, yeah, these people, they have a lot more to them than just their characters.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how are the kids doing?
The kids are doing great. We've had rough days, a couple of rough days. My 6-year-old and our foster son, he's 5 now. They're just like brothers, so they fight like brothers, and it's really annoying. But in a weird, twisted way, it's healthy.
It's like Amy with her kids, who aren't biological brother and sister, but she likes it when they do brother and sister fighting like things.
Mm-hmm. We have to convince ourselves as parents, it's like, this is a good thing, even though it's annoying as crap. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
I'm like, stop yelling at each other, but it's kind of cute.
Yeah. Wink, wink, wink.
Right.
Don't do that.
But keep doing it.
Yeah.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
My dog was barking like crazy last night. He sleeps still in another room. He has his own room. And so I hear, vroom, like 1 o'clock this morning. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Never does this because he's a bulldog. He just passes out. And so I go and I let him out and he just runs right through the living room, jumps in my bed, goes to sleep. And he snores so loud all the time. Sometimes he snores with his eyes open. But he's like, and so it's fine. We got through last night. Wake up this morning, and the thing that he doesn't do still is he wants to get out that front door. So when I'm leaving to come to work, he's just right at the door trying. And he doesn't run out. He doesn't sprint out toward anything. He just runs out and then turns around and looks because he wants to go. I've taken him on enough car rides that, like, that's his thing. So working on that. People are asking how my dog's doing. Working on that, but he's doing good. I have this little clicker necklace that he wears, and it is not a shock collar, but what it does is it clicks when I need his attention. So he wears this necklace, and it's got this little box on it. And if I'm like, hey, because we work on, he just doesn't listen when I say come. I'm like, hey, come. They just look at me like, man, I'm good. But I hit the button, I go, and he's like, oh, something's up. Got to figure it out. Got to go. And so he'll come, and I have a little pantry where all his treats are, and also get his food out of there. And also my Quest bars, which I have today. I have a new flavor today, by the way. Mm. My Quest bars are in there, so I'll go and grab one. And he runs in there and just sits, and he will not leave until you give him a treat. And so he'll just sit in there and stare, and I'm like, come out. He won't come. Hit the clicker. Won't come.
Oh.
I have to give him a treat to get him out of the pantry. But we're working on all the stuff. But he's getting there. He's getting there. My girlfriend wants to have a one-year birthday party for him on Saturday. I guess we are. If she wants to do it, we're going to do it.
What are y'all going
to
do?
Well, she found a place to get dog cakes, like cakes for dogs.
Fun.
Yeah, because he's going to be a year old. So we're going to have a dog birthday party, I think, on Saturday, whenever she wants. So looking forward to that, I guess. But she likes the dog, which was a big part of me, because if she didn't like the dog.
Oh, for sure.
That's right.
That'd be tough. I don't know who I pick.
The dog or the girl?
I know. There was a story about a dog, too. It's a pug who is lucky to be alive after swallowing his owner's diamond and sapphire engagement ring.
Dang.
What?
You would be watching that dog's butthole for all the time.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Because you're like, oh, just saw it clench.
Waiting
for that ring.
Right.
Can you imagine? This pug is lucky to be alive after eating the ring. Shelby from Atlanta, Georgia was just horrified because the ring was gone. The vet bill was $2,500. So the dog was at risk, and also not getting the ring back was at risk. Crazy. And the x-ray is always nutty because in the x-ray, you see the ring as plain as day. So we'll put that story up on our Facebook if you want to follow over there. Just go to facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow and you can see that. Look, I have a new Quest.
What flavor is it?
By the way, not a commercial for Quest bars. They don't give a crap about me.
Just to show that's not a commercial, I can talk about my bar too because I'm curious. It's new.
I have a caramel chocolate chunk, and I won't eat for the next 52 minutes.
Yeah, because you're on your thing.
I'm on a schedule. I eat for 8 hours only from beginning to end, and I don't do it because of any nutty, you know, super fancy reason. If I control the hours I eat, I don't put a bunch of crap in my body or extra calories. And so, but I have this Quest bar. I look at it like every 30 seconds.
You just can't wait.
And you're excited to talk about it.
I was like, but I went.
He's like salivating.
New flavor just came out. The best flavor is the birthday cake.
Oh,
no,
really?
I disagree.
Yeah, but I'm the expert.
Okay.
This is good. The brownie is good. I don't like peanut butter. The worst is the cinnamon bun.
Oh.
They make a cinnamon bun Quest bar.
It doesn't taste like a cinnamon bun?
It's not good.
Okay, so. I was going to have you try this one, but it's chunky peanut butter. But it's
I don't eat peanut butter.
I know.
I don't eat peanut butter.
But this one's no cow. So there's no cow in it.
Yeah. No cow or no cow?
No cow. Like no whey, because whey protein is from a cow. No milk.
Like cow.
No
C-O-W.
Dairy.
Cowless.
I must have cows.
No
That's
cow.
My one rule of all food.
You must have cow.
I need cows all the time. Tonight, I did see a press release go out, which, by the way, I didn't put this out. Opry, the show, hosted by Bobby Bones. The series premiere features superstars and Grand Ole Opry members like Luke Combs, Darius Rucker, and Old Crow Medicine Show. Opry, produced by the Grand Ole Opry and Circle Media, debuts Wednesday, February 26th.
That's
which is today. Mm-hmm. Let me give people an idea. Because I believe on the cable networks in these cities, Houston, Minneapolis, Denver, Indy, San Antonio, Columbus, Austin, Greensboro, Little Rock, it's already on cable networks.
Okay.
Some, it's a slow rollout. What I'm really looking forward to, and the reason that I joined is, one, I love the Opry so much. But two, it's going to be a digital channel, a platform, just like on your Apple TV. Just go Opry, and it'll pull up. It's like I watch CNN, HBO Go. I watch the NBA. Like, there's all just the apps.
Yes.
So that is really what I'm looking forward to. But you can see if it's in your city. Go to circleplus.com. But I'm excited because I'm helping produce the show. I'm writing. I'm hosting it, obviously, the TV stuff and doing the Opry stuff on stage. And so I'm not going to play my whole jokes, but I have a couple here.
Oh, okay.
Because I told you the Darius Rucker jokes. I, like, pitched them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, I couldn't find something that rhymes with Rucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play those two jokes and then Darius talking. So we don't have the clip? Sure we do. Mike said we had it up. Yeah, it's up. Ray says he doesn't have the clip. Oh, boy, you know how I hate when I call a clip.
Boy,
we don't have
out.
A clip. We're not a junior high radio show. This is the conversation I have to have when we get off the air. What is it?
How did last night go?
Well, I'm looking at Mike.
I know. I'm trying to just change the subject.
You're like the mom right now. Distracting. So. Distracting the dad from the kids.
Yeah.
Does that happen in your family?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. So. I get really upset and my wife's like, oh, hey, so is there basketball on tonight?
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Raymundo's got the news here on Wednesday. What you got, Raymundo?
In health news, a top Center for Disease and Control doctor is saying about the coronavirus, it's not a question of if it will spread in the U.S., but when. She predicts there's going to be school closures and significant disruption to our lives. In other news, in Plymouth, Massachusetts, the 9/11 memorial was vandalized less than a week after the Plymouth Rock was sprayed with red graffiti. And finally, 39 states are going after Juul e-cigarettes, saying they used influencers and giveaways to prey on children and get them hooked on vaping.
On the phone right now is Arkansas Keith. What's happening with you?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I got a text like 5 o'clock early. He was like, I'm road tripping from Arkansas to Missouri. What are you guys doing? Where are you going?
Oh, I'm by myself. I'm heading up to see Cammy. I'm in Harrison right now.
And is the show still on where you are?
When I got to Jasper, I didn't get anything.
Do you have a smartphone?
No. On my phone, yes, I have a smartphone.
So do you have apps? Like, do you have iHeartRadio app, or do you have a way to listen to the show live?
No, I don't get into all that.
So you have no apps?
No.
What do you use your phone for?
To talk on and text with. Do you, take pictures.
And take pictures.
That's right.
Anything else you use your phone for?
Well, I use the GPS every now and then.
Do you have Instagram?
No.
No. No Twitter. Do you have Facebook on the phone?
No.
Hmm.
Hmm. Really?
Does he Google anything?
Apps.
Yeah, do you have Google?
I was in the 70s. I was in the 70s.
Do you Google anything ever on your phone?
Yeah, I do some Googling. I do that, yes.
Okay. See, there we are.
Yeah.
But he lost us. But here, you can download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to us on your phone the entire time.
You can actually listen to Bobby 24/7
That's
if
true.
You wanted to.
That's true. If you miss any of the 24/7. Show.
24/7?
Yeah. 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 So he's driving all the way through Arkansas, going to see his daughter who lives in Missouri. Where does she live in Missouri?
She lives in Republic.
That's near
she's
Springfield?
Right outside Springfield, yeah.
Because they have that sandwich in Springfield.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones sandwich.
The Bobby Bones sandwich.
They do, and it's delicious. The Gouda Burger, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to get one?
Oh, Gouda Burger.
I'll probably go by the Bears Bar and get one.
It's called the Tell Me Something Gouda Burger.
That's right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's good. It's a Gouda Burger. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's Tell Me Something Gouda Burger. Amy was asking.
Oh, yeah. Keith, I got a question for you for sure. Yeah. So have you met Bobby's girlfriend, right?
I did.
And what do you think? Are you proud of your son?
She's nice and she's pretty.
So were you expecting that kind of pretty from Bobby?
Yeah, kind of.
See, Bobby?
He likes the pretty ones. You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Did you get any vibes like she might be the one?
I don't know. They were both smiling a lot. I kind of liked that, you know? Yeah. Smiling's good.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the...
Like, all right. Go ahead. Final question, Amy. It's a press conference. You got to shut it down.
Could this be the happiest you've seen Bobby?
He looks pretty happy to me. What do you think? I liked it.
I agree. He's been doing a lot of... He's been putting in the work and... going to couples therapy. He went to couples therapy for a long time, Keith, by himself. And then now he's in a relationship. It worked.
I don't know about therapy, but you know, a lady like that can't go wrong with anybody, right?
That's right.
A lady like that.
Well, listen, we know.
She's on the basketball court too, shooting baskets.
Oh, yeah. She's an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. So kudos. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, good to talk to you. Be safe. Let's get you. I will buy you a phone and send it to you if you want to have apps to listen to the show. You tell me.
I'll get my daughter to download it for me. How's that? She knows how to do all that.
What kind of phone do you have?
Samsung.
I knew it.
What?
I just felt like he was a droid person. Android or whatever.
Yeah, your husband's a droid guy.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
That's why his texts are always green when I'm texting him.
Oh,
like, what is this color?
I know. It's like, come on, get an iPhone, but okay.
All right, Arkansas Keith. We will we'll talk to you soon. Drive safe.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right.
Man.
There
talk
he is. Bye bye. Arkansas yeah. Keith talking to us from the road, who served, I think we did the math, 7 years as my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Call it served.
Yeah, he served 7 years as my stepdad. Yes, Bobby Bones. So Raymundo, you're gonna read us the first line to a country song.
Yep.
And we just have to name the song?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it sounds simple.
The one that he gave us as an example was...
Well, Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer.
I like Alabama and Hammer trying to rhyme. Hammer. That's fun. It was Dirk Bentley. What was I thinking? So, Becky had a band down from South Alabama. Here we go. We'll do five of these. Amy, Eddie, myself. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Raymundo, give us number one.
Tumble out of bed and stumble into the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Okay.
We doing song, artist, what was it?
We want song? Song, just song.
I'm in. Dang it, Bones. When you play, you make me nervous.
What?
When you play, you make me nervous because you're so good at this.
Amy.
9 to 5.
Eddie.
9 to 5.
I also have 9 to 5.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn.
All right. Raymundo, give us another one.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor.
Got it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
I like that he's not singing it.
Yeah, he's just talking it. I'm in.
I'm in.
It goes like this. Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. That is a Need You Now from Lady Annabelle.
Need You Now.
Need You Now.
Nice, everybody.
Come on.
Memories scattered all around the floor.
Jam.
Raymond, do you have three country music experts here? It's going to be tough to stump us.
All right. She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette.
Okay. And then Great. He says that.
Now I don't know this one.
I can sing it.
She put him out like a... I don't know.
I think I know this.
You do?
Do?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, hold on.
She put him out.
What happens for those at home or in their car, people pull their headphones out so they're not clogged by this music you're hearing in the background.
Okay, I'm not even pulling it out now because I literally
Eddie, do you have it?
No
I mean,
direction.
I'm guessing.
What is it again? She put him out.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette.
I'm in.
5 seconds.
You know it for sure, Bones?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Do you?
No.
No. All right, Amy?
The thunder rolls.
No, that's right.
Yeah, it's not.
I have Whiskey Lullaby.
She put him out.
Oh, that's it.
Of course.
Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette.
Eddie?
Oh, before he cheats.
Oh. Nice. Two more. Raymundo, give us another one.
I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated, and I've lied.
I'm in. Amy pulls her ears out. She wants another shot at it. Raymundo, do it again for Amy.
I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated, and I've lied.
You know it for sure?
Oh, for sure.
Can he sing it?
No. All three of us have to go sing it to get second round.
Yeah, I mean, I know the words, and I don't know where it belongs.
I've cussed or she cussed?
One more time, Raymundo.
I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated, and I've lied.
Ah, ah.
3 seconds.
I'm in.
Dang it.
Time. Eddie, what do you have?
Little White Church.
Amy, on the count of 3, 2, 1.
My church.
I've cussed on a Sunday.
I've cussed on a Sunday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Woo! I've cheated. Eddie may be last place in a music game.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dang, I come in and Eddie gets all tilt.
I wouldn't have been able to sing it that way.
Totally, man, you make me nervous.
All right, one more, Raymundo.
Maybe I didn't love you as often as I could have.
I'm in.
Let me say this, too. One of my favorite songs of all time. I can't lose, so I'll do a little brag flex here. One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yes, I know it.
Amy?
And I guess.
What do you have?
Unanswered Prayers.
Unanswered Prayers now.
Oh, shoot.
Ready? Here we go. Maybe I
didn't
love
Willie.
You.
Willie.
Maybe I didn't love
Always
you.
On my mind.
Come on.
Yeah. Did you get it, Eddie?
Of course.
You and Amy tied. I'll take the win. Do I have a winning song? Oh, you know what? It's fun to play
there
the game.
There we go.
Because, yo, unbelievable. Oh, man. I like that. Come on. Yeah.
Good win, dude.
Thank you very much.
You got more deep in your attitude. You got more deep, but don't shine. And your bees are we now be a deep, but don't whistle and take your mind.
All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Florida Georgia Line made a plea to Carrie Underwood on social media. They said they wrote a song with Julia Michaels and think she would be perfect on it, but don't have her email.
Really love for Carrie Underwood to hear this song. We think it'd be a massive collaboration. We'd love to send it to you. We don't have your email or your phone number. So we're going to just play a little. Hey, Crowder, hit that chorus one time. See if you're interested.
Reba McEntire shared that she has a big year coming up, which includes more Las Vegas dates with Brooks and Dunn, as well as some new music in the coming months. Kane Brown says he really just wants to be there for his baby girl, Kinsley.
Hopefully she plays sports and I can be that dad that's a coach. I want to coach a little league team. I want to be there for, you know, when our first boyfriend breaks her heart. I want to be there and help her. Or, you know, the dad that sits at the table and helps her with her homework. I just want to be there for her.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Let's go over to Eddie filling in for Lunchbox.
There's a veterinarian in California who's been treating homeless people's pets for over 9 years. He travels across the entire state. He started, 9 years ago, he set up a table at a soup kitchen near Modesto, and he's been doing it ever since. Now he has a GoFundMe, which he's raised over $35,000 to help these animals owned by homeless people.
If I see a homeless person with a dog, I want to give them my car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take all my money.
You wonder, like, gosh, man, what, like, how? Can he feed this animal? Can they, does he get water?
I also am, and I hope all that's true, but I'm also so happy for them to have a pet, because that's got to be so comforting for them. I just think, like, that's special to have a, hopefully they have a good bond and that they keep each other company.
I saw someone with their kids and a dog on the side of the road the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, here, have it all.
You gave him your car?
I gave him my car, my house. I wanted to give him everything. But yeah, that's, and look at this guy. He's helping homeless people's dogs.
Shout out to Dr. Quayne Stewart, California.
Man, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Over to Eddie, who is filling in for Lunchbox.
It was just a normal routine day for this Texas demolition company. They go to the neighborhood, look for the house they're about to tear down. They said, that's it. No address on that one. Get the wrecking ball, boys. Boom. Tear it down. They look at it again. It's like, that's the wrong house. I don't understand how it happened.
Well, you just said it. There was no address on the house.
Mm-hmm.
But you should probably look at the houses near it, though.
Mm-hmm. They said there's no address. There was no power. Definitely looked like no one lived in it, so that had to be the one.
They used context clues to demolish a house? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the company says, you know what? It's their worst mistake they've ever made. They're going to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks. Know what that means. Good thing no one was in the house.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right, and that's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I finally finished Hunters on Amazon. Real good. I think its review is low on Rotten Tomatoes. Hunters is about a group of Nazi hunters in the 70s and 80s.
True story?
No,
Is that the time frame? Okay.
Based on some true stuff that happened. But yeah, there were really people looking for the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I really liked it. And usually the ratings I feel pretty right in line with. But if you have Amazon Prime, I recommend Hunters.
Okay, Hunters.
It's a lot of, too, like the concentration camps and, you know, World War II. And I'm going to leave it there. But I thought it was good. So I did that last night. And then today I wake up. And I see that it's Johnny Cash's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here, let's do Today in Country Music History.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
1932, Johnny Cash was born, which is pretty cool. My grandmother, massive Johnny Cash fan because he was from Arkansas. Growing up in Arkansas, we didn't have a lot of Arkansas famous people that we could look up to. So it was Glenn Campbell. It was Johnny Cash. It was Brooks Robinson, who played third base for the Orioles. You know, we were really like, it was Dizzy Dean. It was Bear Bryant, who coached Alabama, but he was from Arkansas. So my grandmother loved Johnny Cash. And he would have been 88 years old today. Well, one of the best-selling music artists of all time, 90 million records. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. I Walk the Line became his first number one song. Did you know that?
Nope. I mean, I guess I probably learned that in the movie.
The reason it was so popular is because it didn't sound like other songs on the radio. And you know what they told Johnny Cash about this song? It's not country.
Of course.
They said, that's not country. It's what's happening all the time with people.
Oh, that's not the last time they said it?
Mm-mm. Wasn't the last, it wasn't the first. And so this is what's constant about country music. People are always going, that's not country. And they should. But it's never going to end, and it shouldn't end. But every time somebody texts me and goes, that's not country. Okay, you would have told Johnny Cash that. How do you feel about yourself now? Huh? Merle in West Virginia who keeps texting me?
Oh, Merle.
Yeah. How do you feel now?
Your number?
You would have texted. No, on the text screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Johnny Cash. Here are my favorite three Johnny Cash songs based on me. Not on their... I guess they're known, but they're not his biggest songs.
Okay.
A Boy Named Sue at number three.
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do?
Now you're gonna die!
So good.
So this song has no chorus. It's just a story. Shel Silverstein wrote it, played it on the live record, and you can't really sing along unless you go, how do you do? But yeah, I love that. Number two, Daddy Sang Bass.
Daddy Sang Bass.
Mama Sang Tenor. This is a song that we had like four Johnny Cash records. Three of them were country music. One of them was gospel music. And this was on one of the country ones. And then number one's Jackson, which was Johnny and June.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
Yeah, so those are my favorite three Johnny Cash songs. He would have been 88 years old today. Today in country music history, Johnny Cash was born on this day in 1932.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you ever say, hey, you're in trouble, kids. No screen time for you.
Yes.
Okay. You shouldn't, and here's why. Bear with me.
I mean, yeah. Tell me more.
Parents who reward their children with more screen time or punish them with less screen time are likely making their youngsters even more screen obsessed. Mm. Listen to this analogy. Eddie, do you do this with your kids?
Of course.
Okay. They say you should never make food a reward or punishment either.
I agree with that. I do it all the time.
They say it's in the same vein. When you give food as a reward, it makes children like the carrot less and the cake more.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with screen time. Kids become obsessed and almost addicted to their iPads. They basically become a drug to these kids in the same way that sugar and food does, bad food does with screen time. Experts agree when it comes to punishment, it's best to just use whatever the old-fashioned way is. If it's a timeout or spanking, they're not saying spanking, they're just saying whatever your old-fashioned way is. And never reward your kids with more computer time or screen time because you're making it like a treat and they want it more.
Mm-hmm. I had to learn this with candy because I was so anti. I just thought, I want my kids to eat perfectly. And I was really frustrated with a lot of candy in the house. And everywhere we went, people were giving them candy. And I kind of made it like this thing we weren't going to have. And I realized I was making them want it more. And so now if they ask for it, my answer is not no. It's like, well, how about, yeah, we throw in, like, instead of, this is just an example, but instead of like a bag of M&Ms or whatever, I count out like five M&Ms and I throw it on their plate. And I'm like, now it's part of your meal. And now it's part of it. And it's less of a big deal. They don't even really bring it up as a thing. So
did you ever feel like screen time was in the same... Like,
well, now I had not thought of it that way.
You see it now,
but I see it now because I have recognized how I've had to shift how I talk about food because I want them to have a healthy relationship with food and candy. And now in that same vein, I want them to have a healthy relationship with screen time. So I need to make sure I'm going to pay attention to that.
Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, it makes sense because like the other day I took the iPad away from my son and I hid it and he was like an addict. He found it.
Oh, nice.
It was like he was looking for what he'd been craving, and he found it, and I was like, how did you even find that? He's like, sorry, I just really wanted to use it. So, yeah, this does make sense.
Sometimes I punish myself with no screen time. I'm like, you get less screen today. You've been a bad boy.
And how do you follow your own rules?
What do you mean? I follow my own rules wonderfully. Even when I ride my Peloton, like, I won't get water. I can't unless I've hit certain like certain splits on times and certain paces. And if I don't, I don't drink. I don't get water.
I'm like, what? When you talk sometimes, I'm like, what is it like to be you? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Like that to me.
I'm like, no cookies this week. And then I'm like, I can do whatever I want.
And when I do hit my goal, if I'm like, I don't need water, I still make myself drink it. Because I'm like, if you tell yourself something, you have to live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So with myself, with people, if I say something, I do it.
Wow.
And I build that in myself before I can build that out with others. So if I don't deserve it, I don't get it. If I do deserve it, I get
it. Can I just say that you always deserve water?
Yeah, and food. So like,
you, right?
Whatever.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Starting on February 29th, you can get hot and fresh Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to your home or work or pretty much whenever you need them. Krispy Kreme is launching a delivery service at all their locations across the U.S.
Is it just a leap year thing?
Well, it launches on February 29th, but it's going to stay. Like, they're going to keep doing it. And to celebrate the launch of this nationwide delivery, they're doing something cool for parents that have just had babies and families and doctors and nurses. If you go on social media and use the hashtag Krispy Kreme Special Delivery and tag your name, the hospital, and like how they can deliver it, Krispy Kreme will show up with fresh donuts delivered. All you have to do is have proof that you had a baby.
That's all. This is proof.
How do you do that? Just show them.
Just show them. You're like, lift it up. I'll say this. I love, and don't have it often,
mm-hmm.
but I love a warm, regular glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
Straight from the hot sign is on.
I just love it so much. Maybe once or twice a year, but that standard donut is so good from Krispy Kreme.
Good.
What else?
Okay. So people are, when they get married, they're often in like uncomfortable things, especially brides. They want to wear like these cute high heels and then they're in them all night. Well, Converse is doing something super cool. They launched a wedding shoe collection for brides who want to be comfortable all night. And you can even customize them to match your dress, which a lot of times the dress is so big and puffy, it doesn't even show, but they've got high tops, low tops, platform sneakers, and they're really cool. Mm-hmm. So
I'm looking at it now. The customization's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Like lace. Mm-hmm. You can really do whatever. So, and then maybe you could just put your groom in some Converse, like some sneakers.
You know, I believe that to look real good, sometimes you don't get to feel good. And it's not all about, like I have shoes that hurt.
They look good.
And I don't wear them if I'm going to go walking down the road, but they look really good.
But they don't feel good.
They do not feel. I don't know why they can't make shoes that look great and also feel great, because mm-hmm. mostly that doesn't happen. Even, I'll say this, even, and I don't, not even super expensive, but Jordans, the ones, the classic ones, the ones that look like old school.
The OGs.
I don't have any on today, but they're not comfortable. But people love them and wear them because they look cool. Mm. That's what I'm comparing it to. I'm not wearing Prada shoes.
Versace.
But even my tennis shoes, like the cooler Jordans, because they look cool, they're just not fun.
But were those actual Jordans that he would wear?
Well, and there were ones, but they keep remaking them.
So they just didn't have the shoe technology back then? Why are they so uncomfortable?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
Ones are 11s are pretty comfortable. I mean, I can probably go through all of them, all the
How many do they have now? What's the total?
I don't know.
So many.
I don't know. I don't know what the number stops at. But what else, Amy?
So just a friendly reminder that Amazon can ban you from their site. And I did not know this. But reports are starting to come out that, especially after the holiday season and people are doing a lot of returns the last month and a half or so, Amazon is banning people without warning. Just like, if you're kind of a serial returner and you don't have good standing with them, they will ban you and you cannot shop from their site.
Jeff Bezos is in his room like, off. Thumbs down, thumbs up.
I don't like you.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to see how many Jordan... Eddie, I don't know.
Generations?
Yeah.
Are available?
It's not really called a generation.
Oh.
Below each pair of Air Jordan shoes are released a total of 34 in all.
Oh, 34 total.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's a lot.
Damn, that is a lot.
Yeah. Would you say a bad word?
Dang. Oh. I don't say bad words, dude.
Like, when we turn into a blue comedy hour up here? Dang. Okay, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 35-year-old woman, Holly McNally. She had to deliver her own baby when her doctor couldn't get to her hospital room in time.
Wow. Wait, to her hospital room?
Right,
I know. You were going to say to a cottage in the woods.
Very perplexed by this, but I guess it all just started happening so quickly. Surely there was help, but there was no doctor. She says here she delivered on her own. Anyway, 3 days after she did that, which, I mean, is enough going on in your life with a newborn baby and that you delivered yourself, she's driving down the highway and sees a truck that has been in an accident and is catching fire because the truck was carrying jet fuel, so it could be really bad. She ran towards the accident, towards the fire, and helped pull the man to safety.
I saw her on the news. She's talking about the story, yeah.
So, I mean, quite the week for her.
Mm-hmm. Super bomb.
I know.
Brought in a baby, saved a dude.
Yeah.
And well, she takes a week off now on vacation.
Yeah, like, take a break. But she just said that, you know, she just imagined as a mom, she felt like that man in that truck, that's somebody's son, and I would want somebody to do that for my son. So she just ran right in. Ran into the wreckage.
Do you have her name?
Yeah, Holly McNally.
Holly McNally. Sounds like a company that made encyclopedias back then. Rand McNally? Yeah,
That's right.
Rand. Yeah.
I think it was Maps or something.
Yeah. Shout out to her. Tell Me Something Good. Both of those.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go! Hey, everybody. Why don't we bring in our next guest host? He is the tattoo artist to the stars. And also has worked with Amy and I a little bit. So we say that. Let's clap our hands for my friend and tattoo artist, Adam the Kid. Yeah. Here he comes walking in right now. What up, dude? Right over there. There he is. So Adam's a big Cubs fan like I am. I think, Adam, are you from Chicago, though?
The Chicagoland area.
Yeah. So Adam and I bond over talking about the Cubs. Also, we bond over how wimpy I am when I get tattoos. Adam always goes, it's okay. There are wimpier people than you. Don't worry. And now, yeah. Do you have headphones over there? Put those on right there. Adam, how you been, bud?
Good. How you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Adam put on his Instagram story this morning, or maybe last night. He was like, hey, if you want to laugh at somebody, turn me on. I'll be on the radio. So what... You know, I called and was like, hey, Adam, come be a part of the show. What in the world did you think when I said, hey, come be a part of the radio show?
No.
No.
I thought it was an interesting opportunity to come talk about tattoos, and I kind of want to hear your take on when you got tattooed and how that was for you.
Well, you know, I'm a baby. I don't have a high pain tolerance. Where would you rate me on the pain tolerance scale if 10 means... people just don't feel it at all and they're like, rock it, let's hit it. And one is just crying the whole time.
7.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you think I'm pretty good?
7, that's high.
Yeah, I thought that was a little high too.
No. Oh, 7 is... Oh, sorry, am I going the other way?
Yeah. Okay. One is a baby.
Oh.
Right? 10 is super strong.
I was thinking 10 was baby.
I think there's a difference. Some people feel the pain but try to act like they don't. And then there's people that don't really feel it, but they want to show that they feel it.
Mm.
You know,
I think I feel it and show it. I'm in those quadrants.
It's both, yeah.
Because when I went in and had my tattoos done, Adam's blacked out all my tattoos. Which at first I thought, well, that'll be novel and cute. But then he has to like blacken the whole thing, which is it starts. It's
because it's a tiny little. You'd think maybe these days, you know how they have your Magnum Sharpie. You know, can make a needle that's thicker and you can, like, get it done faster.
Just get it done quicker. There's
how long?
A process. It just takes as long as it takes.
How long you been doing tattoos?
16 years.
And how did you start tattooing people?
Oh, boy. I didn't have any money for college. So I wanted to do something that I could do art and as a trade and learn how to do it and not have to pay for it, to be honest with you.
As somebody who practices tattoos, do you ever practice, this may be a dumb question, do you ever practice on dead bodies, like, or dead body parts? Because you have to practice on something.
Actually, there is a cadaver?
Yeah, right. Did you ever have to do that?
I used grapefruits.
Oh, interesting.
It's probably better.
Yeah. Because, I mean...
Eddie, don't judge me.
Okay.
These are real questions that I have.
That's a good question.
So, as a tattoo artist, because I call you tattoo artist to the stars... Do you have to not say the people you work on, or can you?
I pr- probably could, but it's kind of my choice to make it important for everybody that I get that tattoo, that I get to tattoo.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure each person feels, you know, equally as important as the next person. It's kind of like, if you don't, then you're kind of cheating their experience in the chair with me. So, but I mean, it is also cool to be able to tattoo somebody that is out there.
Can you tell us one person famous? Or are you locking it all down?
Oh, well, I have been going on the road and doing some stuff with Zach Brown.
Yeah, come on. Cool. Zach Brown's got a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
So, like, some people take their trainer on the road or, like, a chef or, and some people take a tattoo artist on the road just for, like, impulse tattoos. Or is it, like, on them or, like, their friends or...
He locks me down pretty quick.
Wow.
So what does that mean? Like, you're just there on the bus or you're there traveling with them and he's like, you know what? I sure could use a princess on my shoulder right now. Is that kind of what happens?
Yes, pretty much. I was just kind of there hanging out and he takes care of me and I take care of him and make sure that he gets all the tattoos.
Crazy. Is it weird that I have to get completely nude to be tattooed, even if it's just on my arm?
Well, I mean... I did request it.
Okay, okay. I'm like the person that goes into the urinal and pulls their pants all the way down, even though they're just standing there. I'm like, all right, Adam, I got to get ready for my tattoo. I pull my pants off. He's like, dude, we're doing your elbow. So Adam the Kid is here, who is the tattoo artist of the stars. He works at Custom Thrills Tattoo in Nashville.
Custom with a K.
With a K, yeah. Okay. And so ask for Adam the Kid because he really is the best. And he'll keep your secrets because we've tattooed places on my body I've never talked about. No one's ever seen.
Is that true?
No. Oh. Or is it? He just hasn't told you guys. Huh. What?
Do you remember the very first tattoo you did on another human?
Oh, yeah.
Not a grapefruit. And what? Yes. So what was it?
I got thrown into it. I did a martini glass on this lady's butt.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting.
It did not go well.
For her or for you?
Well, actually, she actually sent me a postcard afterwards saying how much she loved it. And it had Barry Manilow on the front and everything. It was pretty hilarious.
You ever do a full, like, the full back, the full body? And how long does that take to do, like, someone's body?
It's quite a commitment to do something like that. It's many hours. But it depends on what you're actually getting. But it could take up to several months. I guess it depends on...
Months?
Yeah, if you're really committed, you could do it quicker. But, I mean, the process kind of goes as fast as it can. You need time to heal, things like that.
Heal. Yeah. Healing's for babies. So if someone were to come in and go, you know, I would like all of the monuments in Washington put on my back and do my whole... From the bottom of my neck all the way to the top of my butt. Mm-hmm. And I want it fully... What would that cost? Just roughly.
About $150 an hour, and I would say, depending on how you do it, I mean, you could do it more cartoony, you could do it really
realistic. I'm talking, I want it real realistic. Yeah, I want Abe to be looking at me like old honest Abe himself.
A lot of money.
Over $10,000?
No.
Okay.
I would say maybe probably closer to $5,000, I would say.
Well, do so 150 an hour, $5,000.
Not
how
bad.
Many hours
for just, forever?
How many hours is that?
Man. That's forever. It's not bad.
Yeah, you should charge more. Like, I was picturing that being way more.
Is tattoo removal something that happens? Like, that's real? Can you really remove a tattoo, though?
Yes, there's plenty of different ways to do it. I'm only an expert at putting them on.
Yeah.
So I can't speak about how you take them off, but I do know that there are lasers that are better than others.
All right.
And
I don't believe it.
It's very expensive.
And painful.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Adam the Kid is here, celebrity tattoo artist to the stars. If you guys want to call and ask a question, that's why he's here, for you guys too. Amy, let's do our joke. Amy's up first.
I have a special one for Adam.
Okay, here's your morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the guy with the misspelled tattoo?
No, what's up?
He has no regrets.
That was the morning corny.
Tell that one to all your tattoo buddies.
Adam, anyone ever come in with a tattoo that's misspelled and you have to fix it or go over it?
Yes.
How does a tattoo get misspelled? Is that just the artist not paying attention?
I had a lady misspell her kid's name.
Get up on the microphone a little closer. Go ahead.
I had a lady misspell her kid's name once.
Wait, but...
And I had her double check and everything.
So she gave you the wrong spelling.
Yep.
Wow. So there's nothing you can do. You're just to do what she says to do.
I always triple, quadruple check. Even if it's the most simple, like the, like T-H-E, right?
So you do the tattoo?
Yeah.
And then does she come back and go, dang, I'm an idiot?
She yelled at me pretty good.
But why if she told you the wrong letters?
I brought up the napkin. I go, hey, we double checked it. And she's like, oh, no, I totally did that.
She's like, his
but
name
we
is
were able to fix it.
Tim. It was just
not Tom.
Yeah. Aww.
All right. You have a joke, Adam?
Yes,
they
I
give
do.
You a joke. Okay, Raymond, do hit the clip here.
The morning corny.
All right, Adam.
All right. So anybody that knows me knows I like a good joke about eyeballs.
Okay.
The cornea, the better.
Oh, nice. Hey. Sent me up. I thought he was like walking the air.
Yeah, that was part of the joke.
Nice. Oh. That was the morning corny.
You gonna ask about eye tattoos?
Yeah, did you see that, I don't know, there was a story just in the news this week of this girl that tattooed her eyebrows, or her eyeballs, the
white
part.
What's up with that? The eyeball tattoos.
That's not my specialty. I do know a few people with them. Oof. And I don't know what the long-term effects of that would be.
Tattoo-obsessed woman left temporarily blind after inking eyeballs. But she says the extreme procedure was worth it. Okay.
Why would someone tattoo an eyeball, Adam?
Everybody's looking to do the next thing. I mean, if you think 100 years ago, tattoos were kind of a sideshow thing. So,
like circus people?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, literally sideshow.
You could literally make money tattooing your body and going all around the world. Nowadays, it's easy to see somebody, or it's you can see more people getting tattooed than not having a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So there's always somebody that's going to push the boundaries. And
you do face tattoos
on people, very small amount of people, that like some tattooers that I've known, but normally not.
Because it's like,
because I was gonna get one today
right
on the air. Yeah, I was thinking about getting that martini glass right on the cheek. Go back to the original days. Okay, Adam the Kid is here. He works at Custom Thrills Tattoo with a K, and he's Adam the Kid on Instagram. If you want to see him, he's got a cool beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rock and roll guy for sure.
He's very good. Cool.
He's very
like,
cool.
Adam and his wife, they're like they're cool.
And she has tattoos. Do all her tattoos?
All the good ones.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know on her body, you're like, that's my work, that's not.
Yes.
Trying to bring in a lot of interesting people to fill in for Lunchbox as he's out on paternity leave. And we brought in Adam the Kid, tattoo artist to the stars. And he's been sitting with us for about 20 minutes or so. And just a lot of people have questions about tattoos. Let's go over to Ashley in Florida, who's on the phone. Hey, Ashley, welcome. You're on with the Bobby Bone Show and Adam the Kid. What's happening?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Adam. I'm getting my first tattoo in a couple months in memory of my daughter who passed away as a newborn 2 years ago. And I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to decide where to put the tattoo. So I want to know what's the least painful area to get a tattoo for a woman? Like, what's the easiest places?
I guess it depends on what size you're going to be getting the tattoo. And I wouldn't really necessarily be bothered with how bad it's going to hurt in any spot. But usually the rule is anywhere where you wouldn't want to get punched is the best place. On the arm, on the ankle, things like that. But I would just choose a spot that you want to get it and just go for it.
I prefer not to get punched anywhere, to be honest with you. You know, I was thinking about that. Just never want to punch anywhere. Mm-mm. If I had to pick somewhere to get punched.
My butt?
My calf?
Oh.
How's a calf tattoo? Is that a painful one or no?
It's actually the only spot that is different. It's pretty spicy.
Of course. Of course. I picked the spiciest spot. Adam the Kid's here. We're talking about tattoos. Let's go over to Christy in Georgia. Christy, what's your question about tattoos?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
And gal.
Good morning.
I was calling to see, like, how far in advance, if I wanted to come to you to get a tattoo, like, you would need an appointment.
I usually only book out 2 months in advance, and then I stop my bookings just to make sure that I can get everybody in that I can get in.
Isn't that crazy? Two months out?
It's a long, yeah. It's a long
like,
time.
I remember back in, like, 73, I hit him up, 1973, and then got in last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy. So if someone calls, if they just called you today, and they're just like, Adam the Kid, heard you on the Bobby Bone Show, I'm coming to Nashville, yes. I live in Nashville, how fast could you get them in, or how slow is it?
Middle April.
Wow. But do you have people at your shop? Because you have a shop too.
Yes.
We have
actually two locations. So, and we have 12 tattoo artists. So,
do you hire good people? Do you have good people or no?
Yes. Okay. Hand selected.
What if he said no? He's like, you know what?
There's this
they're
one
all right.
guy.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't go to Chucky, but the rest of them, they're cool. They're cool.
Have you ever tattooed yourself?
No.
Ooh, is that against the code of conduct, the tattoo code of conduct?
No, it's just for me, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, if I did a painting, I'm not going to put it up over my mantle. I like other people's art just as much as somebody might like mine.
Mm, okay.
So I always thought it would be weird too.
If a dude wanted to get tattoos on his, we'll call it his nervous spots, his what?
His nervous spots.
You know.
What's another word, bro?
You know. No, I got you know, it's
his thing.
Yeah, his thing.
Ease. Or which
like,
part
thingies
are
is that
about?
Much better than nervous spot.
But is it the thing or the thingies?
Have you ever had to tattoo somebody on their nervous area?
Not the twig.
Okay.
But
the berries?
The berries.
Wow.
What? No
That's
way.
Crazy.
Why? Why?
Why? Why do they want that?
And do you charge it's me. More?
This why is did how Bobby I... want that?
No. Why, though? Why? And why?
I still, to this day, have no idea.
But you can't reserve, like, you have to make, as the artist, like, you have to make the call of, like, okay, yes, I'll do this, but I guess you don't want to limit your canvas, but I mean...
Who does?
Right.
Who wants to limit their canvas?
He's an artist.
But why did they want to do that?
Well, when I did it, I didn't have a choice. I was an apprentice at the time.
Oh, and this was like you were getting hazed?
I would hope so.
And you had to take the needle and go bzzz, all of that.
Yes.
And when you and I tattoo, you shaved my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have... What, Amy? I mean, this is like...
No, I know.
Did
question.
You have to shave before you did that?
I tried to be as professional as I could.
Yeah.
Mm. So everything I did to your arm, same.
Oh, you kissed my arm, though, before we started.
Stop.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's a new thing I've developed.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
What was that tattoo?
Eyeballs.
Wow! That's so funny!
Eyeballs on the thingies.
Wow.
Wow, interesting.
Wow.
Adam the Kid is here, tattoo artist. I'm blown away at that. It's amazing. Oh, I'm going to just drop that whole... I could probably do an hour on just that.
For sure.
I know, but he's just done it.
Hey, thank you for the call, Christy. Appreciate that. Man. At Adam the Kid on Instagram. I pulled up his Instagram. A lot of his work's up there. You know what's not a lot of your face, Adam. It's mostly your work. Why can't we get more pictures of your face?
He has a good face.
A great face, actually. He has nothing. He's like, I don't know what to say. At Adam the Kid on Instagram. All right, Adam the Kid is here, who is the tattoo artist to the stars here in Nashville. You can see his work or follow him on Instagram, at Adam the Kid. What are you watching on Netflix, Adam?
Ooh, just finished Lock and Key.
I don't even know what that is.
It's amazing.
What's it about?
It's super new. It's kind of like a mystery. Imagine like Stranger Things, but with like an old house and this family moves back there and...
It's like a haunted
stuff? Oh, it looks scary.
Yeah.
It's not scary
I'm gonna get
at all.
Oh, it's not scary at all, he says. It just looks scary.
Have you seen Hunters on Amazon yet? Where they hunt the Nazis?
I did see that you were watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like... I'm getting on that.
Yeah, it's way better than the score is. Lock and Key has a 72% positive score on Rotten Tomatoes. Is it better than that, in your opinion?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's described as a horror drama, but it's not scary.
Or are you just scary, Adam, and it's just normal for you?
It has like a little bit of like fun, like, teenage element to it, which is pretty fun.
Now, Hunter's has a 69% audience score.
So it's going up?
Nice.
Maybe because of you?
No, it went down.
Oh, but okay. It's just right there at his favorite number.
People are protesting me right now. Adam the Kid is here. Where does the kid come from, Adam?
I just was working with a much older crowd, and I started real young. So it started off as, hey, kid, go do this. Hey, kid, go do that. And then once I kind of started getting a little bit of respect in the first studio that I was apprenticing under, they were like, all right, you're now the kid.
Because you're not a kid anymore. He's actually 91, which is tough. Mm-hmm. How old are you really, Adam?
36.
Okay. So now you're Adam the middle-aged.
Yeah, exactly. The man.
It's easier to say than my last name, so.
You're like the Backstreet Boys. They're not boys anymore, but that's how we knew them. They'll always be boys in our heart.
Exactly.
Adam the kid's here. Did anybody ever come to you and go, let me get this design, and it was so crazy that you were like, ooh, I don't know, like I need to go study or I need to prepare for this?
Last year, I did a tartan, which is like a Scottish pattern that they have on their kilt. And he came in and he's like, nobody will do this tattoo for me. And I was like, what is it? And he showed me, and I was like, oh no, I can see why. It was extremely difficult. It took me a very long time.
Did you do it?
Yes, I did. I looked it up and I was like, you know what? I am going to do this. I'm going to take this thing on. And then I started it and I immediately regretted it. But we did it. It's on my Instagram. I think it's really cool. And it kind of pushed me to start doing different stuff.
You ever mess up and go, oh crap, I hope they don't notice that?
No.
All right, good answer.
Have you ever had to, if somebody comes in and they want something, do you just respect that that's what they want? Or sometimes do you feel like it's also your job to be like, are you sure?
Oh, good question. What if they come in drunk?
Drunk, no.
You don't deal with them drunk?
Yeah, that is a no-no. But sometimes they'll be in the parking lot and you don't really know until it's too late and you're like, uh-oh, here we go. But I think the question about different styles of tattoos, I think that all tattoos are awesome, even if they're mistakes, you know, like...
Like you might regret this.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Do you ever say that? You may regret this tattoo?
I don't know. I think I try to use, like, what I know and try to help facilitate, but I don't also want to be like, hey, this is a bad idea, because then somebody can go to me and be like, you know what, your ideas suck too, you know? So as long as it's not, like, really bad and offensive and things like that, I'll usually just try to facilitate that, because everybody's got their own way of, you know, projecting what they want to be.
Yeah.
And I think through tattoos, that's the best way to do it.
He's well, like the nicest tattoo guy ever.
Adam pulled me aside. He was like, I don't know if you want that three wiener donkey on your neck. And I was like, why not?
Trust me, man. He was like,
I said you definitely want it.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Adam the Kid is here. Let's do a couple Know Your Famous Adams. Amy, you and Adam both can play.
Okay.
Amy, you'll go first. I'll give you a one-line description of an Adam. Just name the Adam. The lead singer of Maroon 5, Amy.
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine, that's right. Adam the Kid, who's the Adam that is the star of Big Daddy, Click, and Uncut Gems? Big Daddy, Click, and Uncut Gems.
No clue.
Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's right. Bring in the slime. We start sliming our guests. Amy, this fictional family from a black and white horror comedy TV show in the 60s.
Adam's Family.
Nice. Wow. Name this Adam. He starred in The Man Show and Loveline in the 90s and is now a successful podcast host.
Adam Carolla.
Nice. Good.
Good job.
Amy, one of the founding fathers of the United States now has a beer named after him.
John Adams.
No.
What?
Samuel Adams.
Oh, stupid.
You can tie it up, Adam the Kid. Final one. He finished as runner-up on season 8 of American Idol and now tours with Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Name that Adam.
My wife's going to kill me for this.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2,
I'm losing 1. It.
Adam Lambert. I'm sorry. That's it.
Oh, there you go.
What?
This song. I heard this one in a while.
I don't know if I've ever heard it. Have
really?
I?
Yes, yeah. You have.
You've heard this?
Oh, have I? So Adam the Kid, tattoo artist to the celebrities, is in studio. Been filling in for Lunchbox for the past hour or so. And Adam, on this show, about once an hour, we kind of stop down and highlight something that's super cool, positive, somebody doing something cool. It's called Tell Me Something Good. And so we're going to hit this clip, and then you're going to tell yours. You have one, right?
Yes, I do.
Boy, what a shock. He's like, no, I got nothing. We didn't. All right, Raymond, do you hit that clip for us?
Come on. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
And here is Adam the Kid.
All right. Me and my business partner, Chris St. Clark, are going to be doing some things with our studio that will help a local nonprofit here in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's called POVA, and it's Poverty and the Arts. And it provides people impacted by homelessness with access to creative resources.
What are you guys doing over there with that?
It's kind of an artistic platform for people affected by homelessness. And it's actually a block up from our new studio. And we're going to be giving away tattoos and doing a lot of deals throughout the year that will help support them and maybe some art shows and
oh,
things
cool.
to help, you know, bring the community in and help us create more art.
So if someone hears about this and they want to help, like, what do? They come over to Custom Thrills and say what?
Yeah, we should have a whole bunch of deals. We'll probably be posting a lot of them. We did a Christmas tree one this Christmas where we had a whole bunch of tattoos on the Christmas tree. You came and picked one out. You got it. And proceeds go to POVA.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, Amy promised me one time she was getting my face tattooed on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she never did.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about chumps that back out of bets, Adam? Okay. Just in general.
How do you feel about what? People that trick people?
There's
into
no
getting,
tricking.
Yeah, you tricked me.
No.
Yeah, you tricked. Basically, you.
Not basically. I said, hey, Amy, I want to go to, if I go to Haiti and see your kids before they move here.
And I never thought he would go to Haiti.
And she was like,
and
you'd
he
never
basically
go.
Already went and hid it from me.
And so I went.
Without me.
She promised to get my face tattooed on her body.
You didn't tell me.
So aside from the tattoo part about it, what do you think about chumps that don't live up to their bets?
Well,
Yeah.
I say that if you do get it, we could do a donation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
So,
what part of your body would you get? Neck? Face?
Could you
what?
Do it like teeny tiny? Like it looks like a freckle?
Look at my face, Adam. Could you put that kind of detail? Not a freckle, but I mean, people need to look at it and know it's me.
Oh, okay. Like my husband needs to look at it.
That's up to you guys. I don't know how you live your life.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what he likes.
I don't need to have. I don't even know how. I mean,
like you could put it on your ankle.
I don't want a tattoo on my ankle.
Where
but
would you put it, though? Anywhere. Like, you could put it in, under your armpit. You ever do an armpit tattoo?
Ooh. No.
Oh, one
not.
Time.
Oh, no?
I was at yoga, and we went into this one move, and this girl next to me, the first time in class, she lifted up her arms, and underneath each underarm, she had a cupcake.
Two cupcake tattoos?
Two cupcakes, right there. Wow. And I was like, that must have hurt so bad.
I did hear that is the worst spot.
Oh, so yeah, I guess I could put Bobby's name there. So I do feel like a chump, so thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. You're just a welcher, but hey, whatever.
Well.
At Adam the Kid on Instagram and Custom Thrills, the one you work at is located where?
In Cleveland Park.
Okay, so if you're in Nashville, if you're coming to Nashville, hit up Adam the Kid and check out his Instagram, Adam the Kid, ADAMTHE Kid, just like it sounds. So, hey, good for you. I like that. I like that you're giving back to the community over here.
Thank you.
And also, I like it that you agree with me that Amy's a chump who welched on a bet.
I also agreed with
yes!
you.
Yes!
But
3 for 3.
No.
All right, there we go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The janitor at a school near Memphis had to take 3 buses and walk 2 miles to get to work each day. So the school launched a GoFundMe campaign to buy him a car, and the community has donated thousands of dollars in just the past week. Last time we checked, it was up to $45,000.
Wow.
You can go from no car to like a Lamborghini.
Yeah. That's
a
amazing.
Guy named Robert Reed works as a janitor at an elementary school near Memphis. Every day, putting in the work, putting in the time to get there. He says he loves his job and loves the people. And so what they did is they go, well, we're going to try to get $10,000. They got $10,000 again. Just checked, $45,000. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's just crazy that people will care and then put their money where their care is.
Yeah.
Both of those are awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is...
All right, we've had Adam the Kid, tattoo artist to the stars, in for the last hour or so. Adam, I know you're a little nervous to come in because you said radio was really your thing, but we're glad you came in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel like we learned a lot, right, guys?
Yeah, it's good.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Did you get a lot of texts from folks?
Yes, I did.
Adam's from the Chicago area. Where's Cubs hat in today? I'm also a diehard Cubs fan, and so I like seeing that. I saw you. I was walking in. I was like, look at this guy dressing up for today. Yes. Well, we have you a parting gift. Let's bring it on in here.
Yes.
Scuba Steve is bringing it in. We have all taken a second and signed this for you. This is an eggplant, just like the emoji.
Yes.
That we all autographed. We put eyes on it. If you look on the backside of it, there you go. We autographed an eggplant, so you don't have to, if you know what I mean.
Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, boy. Thank you so much.
There he is. Adam the Kid, everybody. Yeah. Woo. Go back and listen to the podcast today if you want to hear him talk about what spots you shouldn't get tattoos because they hurt. The craziest designs that he's done. What celebrity that he will talk about. Have you done celebrities that you won't talk about?
No.
See, he's not talking about him. That I can agree with. See? If someone said, he ever tattooed Amy from the Bobby Bone Show randomly at a store, what would you say?
No.
That, see? Look, he's protecting you.
Maybe he forgot.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true, too. At Adam the Kid on Instagram. Custom Thrills Tattoo if you come to Nashville. And let me say this. If you can't get in with Adam, get in with one of his boys. Like, these are guys that you have specifically trained to carry on the hygiene that you abide by, the artistic direction that you thrive on, and now he has his own place he's crushing over there.
Yeah, my friend Chase goes to somebody at your shop that he's obsessed with, and he's got all kinds of tattoos everywhere. And, like, it's not Adam the Kid. It's somebody else that works there. So they look good to me.
And you can just call and be like, can I talk to Adam at Custom Thrills?
Oh, yeah, right.
Can I talk to Adam the Kid?
Cool. Yeah.
Adam, give out the phone number to the shop. You have that?
Yeah, the studio number is 615-226-3009.
615-226-3009.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, Adam the Kid, everybody. Yeah. Adam, I appreciate you, bud.
Thank you.
America's favorite pizza topping. What's yours?
Vegetables.
Didn't make it. I mean, I guess mushroom makes it at 3.
Okay, I like that on the.
I just love pepperoni. Thin crust pepperoni. Like, give it all to me.
That's got
to
be the most popular, huh?
Pepperoni's number one, yeah. Sausage, mushroom, bacon. The ones we like the least are anchovies, eggplant, pineapple, and artichokes. I never got why people get so mad at pineapple on pizza. I think it's fine. Pineapple, Canadian bacon. I think it's just people. The same people that don't like pineapple on pizza are the same people that don't like Nickelback. Oh. They just like to be heard.
Do they like Creed too?
They probably do and act like they don't. Mm.
I'm not loud about it. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah,
but
you do. You like it. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
I know you.
Yeah.
It's the same. But I'm talking about the people that complain about pineapple on pizza. Mm-hmm. They just want to be heard about something that doesn't matter. Stop it with your Nickelback hate, your pineapple on pizza hate. All right, here are a couple clips. The new Opry show starts tonight. And I had pitched a bunch of jokes to the show, and I only did 2 Darius jokes. I did a whole set, so I'm not going to play the whole set. But here we go. These are this is me introducing Darius on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. It's a very special night because I'm about to bring out somebody that I love. And I wanted to write a song about it, but I could not think of a word that rhymed with Rucker. I know. I'm still thinking. I love him so much that in college, I started a cover band in his honor. We called ourselves Booty and the Whole Fish. Didn't do that well. Please clap your hands for one of my favorite people in all of country music, Darius Rucker, everybody. So Darius comes out and he walks out and he's laughing a little bit because I didn't run the
jokes booty
and
the,
no,
yeah.
I'm talking, good and then, stuff. I didn't say booty and the whole fish to him. And then this is Darius.
I'll tell y'all a quick story about Bobby Bones. This is crazy. Bobby's first interview when he was 17 years old was me. And like Bobby's like 40 now and I'm like 65.
And then he goes and plays. It's great.
It gave me chills, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm excited about the show and it actually being out where people can see it. I think we should go to the story because I laughed out loud. I didn't know that you were somewhere and your waiter farted.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because
stop. Be mature.
Oh yeah.
And
right.
Because that's a normal thing. It happens. But I just...
Yeah, I remember when he happened to walk over.
Were you at a restaurant?
It was more like a coffee shop.
Okay, so you're at a coffee shop.
But it's like they bring you take a number and they bring you your... Like if you order a pastry or a muffin or a cappuccino or whatever. It's like whatever you get isn't handed to you at the bar, they bring it to you.
And your son is with you.
So I was trying to get some one-on-one time with him because I could tell he was desperate for some mom time. So... We just went there real quick, get a muffin, we hang out for a second, and then go. And yeah, the waiter comes over to drop it off, and yes, he...
And what?
He farted.
Because he was walking away, or...
Was it the walk
it
there?
Was an...
Was it maybe he wasn't feeling good with his stomach? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's happening. Was it like trombone or like bicycle squeak? Ooh. Like, I'm just...
Interesting.
It was like in between. It was a total accident. I think he even shocked himself.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like
I've been there.
Of course, we've all been there.
Yes. But I can handle that and be like, oh, like let's just act like that never happened and it's fine. Stevenson cannot. If that happens, he says, like, did you just fart?
Oh,
like,
no. He said that?
He dies laughing, and he's like, Mom. I mean, it was a whole thing, and I was mortified because, of course, I felt embarrassed for him. But luckily, it was a guy, and he really kind of just, either he was trying to play it cool, or he just shrugged it off like, eh, it's no big deal. Like, this is my thing. I don't know.
It's my thing. He's the farting waiter.
I do it all the time, actually.
Right. He's like, no big deal. Just part of my shtick here at the coffee shop. People love it when I deliver their muffins.
And a blueberry for you. And a raspberry for you. And here's your cappuccino.
Thanks, come again.
I was so mature about it till right now. Like, it's funny, but it just got more awkward because Stevenson's so loud about it.
So I'll be the waiter and you be your son. I want to know what your son did when it happened. All right, here we go. Here's your muffin.
He looks, he always, anytime he hears anything, he's like, did you just fart?
He said that?
I don't think he knows where the fart for sure came from. I think he almost was looking at me like, Mom, did you just... And I'm like, what? No.
Amy starts pointing at him. It wasn't me, it was him. You couldn't just take it on yourself.
No, I definitely stayed calm. I didn't overreact, but Stevenson did. He made a big deal of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a thing. And then the guy was like... Peace. Like it just wasn't, it didn't faze him, but I know that it probably bothered him because he's probably like, whoops, but what else? He was done Nothing. With us. Like he gave us the muffin.
Move
he just had
life.
To walk away and forget like it ever happened, except for it happened.
Yeah.
And
my thing is if I always do it accidentally, I then just start doing my mouth automatically.
Oh yeah. Like you were making the sound.
It's like, when I was like, and just keep on going like nothing happened. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Did you guys talk about it after he left? Was
yeah,
he still laughing?
It was a good moment for us because, like I said, we needed that time together. So then, yeah, later, I mean, just something for us to joke about.
Something for you to bond over.
Yeah. So thank you for that comedic moment.
You started Love is Blind?
Yeah, one episode.
And?
Pretty good. Now I can see how it's addicting because I was eager to figure out what's going to happen next because, yeah, they're in these rooms and they can't see each other, but they're dating. I thought it was just they picked two people and they had to get to know each other, but really it's that there's a group of guys, a group of girls, and they're all talking to each other in their own rotations. Like they rotate like 5 dates a day or something. And so like when the guys are hanging out in the house, they're like, man, I really like that Amy girl. She seems pretty cool. And then the other guy's like, oh, man, I'm into Amy. I mean, and they're fighting over something they've never even met.
Yeah.
And then the girls are, too. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy because there's this people in the first episode that, yes, they fall in love.
Without seeing each other.
I mean, that's how it should be, right, Bones?
No.
Oh, no.
Part of attraction is being physically attracted to someone, too. It's a whole package here.
Right.
But I'm going to start tonight.
Yeah, start it. Let me know what you think. I mean, obviously, I think it's going to be... We're going to have to watch the whole thing, but it's good. But where are Nick and you hadn't started it yet. So let me know if you see Nick and Vanessa Lachey, because I thought they were hosts. I didn't see them.
Oh, not at all?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not paying attention. Where are they?
There's a Ben Affleck imposter catfishing women on dating apps.
Oh.
Does he look just like him?
Well, it may even be pictures of him they're using.
Oh, just Ben.
Well, back in October, Page Six reported that Ben Affleck was out looking for love on Raya, the dating app. If you're unfamiliar, Raya is geared toward if you have some notoriety, right? So they said Ben Affleck was, but somebody on there has been acting like Ben Affleck. And he's like, I'm not on there. I got nothing. I'm not on Tinder, Grindr, any of it. So...
Thanks for...
I wonder if people are giving money to him.
Ooh.
Like, why would you be faking as a celebrity unless you were getting something from it? Or unless you look just like him and you were, like, going on dates and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have to meet at some point, right?
No.
No, sometimes people don't. Just do it all
that's
online.
That's how all these people get milked for their money.
And
as they don't meet, they keep extending it. Like, I need money to do this so I can see you later. You know, I'm trapped in a hole. Please send $1,000.
I have medical bills. I'm dying.
How many girls I've sent money to in that same?
Mm-hmm. Stop. Bobby
Bone, come on. You should go back and listen to today's show if you'd love to be entertained. Morgan, number two, what can they hear if they go back and check the podcast?
We had on celebrity tattoo artist Adam the Kid on as our guest host, and he answered a lot of tattoo questions for us.
What I found interesting was someone called in and said, hey, what spot do you not want to get tattooed? And I think his general rule was, you know, it hurts where it would hurt to get punched. It hurts everywhere because it's not pleasant. But he's like, if you get punched, if you don't want to get punched in the spot, that's going to hurt worse to get a tattoo there. Thought that was kind of a fun rule of thumb. By the way, you can follow him at Adam the Kid on Instagram. All right, what else?
Arkansas Keith called in and told us what he thinks about your girlfriend.
Mm.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
He did.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was way early this month. That feels like a whole show ago. What else?
An important person reached out to Amy to try and help her find her first car.
Mm-hmm. And finally?
And we learned about something you shouldn't be doing when it comes to punishing your kids.
That's right. All of that on the podcast today. Search for The Bobby Bone Show on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, I have a work call with the boss. I might need to meet with you again after the show if you have time. And then...
Hey.
What?
I always have time for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I have a friend in town. I don't know. I need to go to the grocery store and figure out what I'm going to cook for dinner. Because suddenly when I have guests, I'm all like, yeah, I cook every night. What's up? You don't? we play house. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I'm hoping that I can go. I need to go to the DMV. All of you need to go to the DMV.
For
what?
Yeah. You're going to do that today to get the star thingy? I thought we were going to go together.
If I can, I'm going to go today.
Ugh.
I don't know if I can, but they're saying like 2 hours. You have to have this star on your new ID by October or you can't go through an airport.
Yeah, but
every
when you say October,
February.
I'm like, it's February.
Yeah,
it's
but
fine.
Guys, the longer you wait,
the longer the
line's going to be.
Yeah, good point.
If I can't do it today, I'm going to try to go tomorrow. I have it up. I'm going to go box today. Tonight, I'm going, you know, try to get in my first episode or two of Love at First Sight.
Love is Blind.
Yeah, Love is Blind. My girlfriend comes down tomorrow. She's two in. She's like, you have to catch up. So I think I'm going to try to catch that maybe tonight. But the DMV's really on my priority list here. So thank you guys. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for sharing us on Instagram. You know, they don't spend any money on promoting our show, so we count on you guys to put us in your Instagram stories and tell your friends that you love the show, and we'll obviously repost as many as we can. And Morgan number two runs that repost. That's you.
I do.
That's you.
I repost a lot of them.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks again to Adam the Kid. And that's all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Oh, Bobby Bones Show.